The following program is an independent production. Opinions expressed may not reflect those of Devil Radio, our staff, or our sponsors. Enjoy!
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
Welcome back to the, I guess, the last week of February. Final edition of February outside the Pizza Box. Pizza Box Mike here, and you're listening at Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And Jimmy Kay's back, or we wouldn't be doing it.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Yeah, it is. It's right afternoon.
It's great to see your crusty bones today.
They are crusty. You know, and things are going to get worse, folks, before they get better. I just want you to know the weather. Just because the weather eased up here in Wisconsin, which I really appreciate, it was a really, really bad week in Wisconsin. And if you're anybody that cares about, what, the planet and everything that we supposedly coexist with, then your soul feels about as empty as mine today in this senseless middle of the, you know, night slaughter of wolves. And on top of that, the Bad River Band lost their great leader and elder, Joe Rose Sr., who was, you know, not only a Native historian and professor, but an activist and another man that I got to witness during the protests at the Capitol. So I'm getting used to these losses, you know, and a lot of them in Wisconsin, some of the ones that really, you know, have meant a lot to me, like Chief Justice Shirley Abramson, Ed Garvey, people that I could walk with down the sidewalk, have a conversation. And they were very supportive about the direction I felt that we needed to go. Because they're good people, you know. It's not about politics. That's where people just don't seem to understand, right? And we can see that this week, right? Where, you know, I want to know if anybody can define Republicrat for me. Because I've got a definition for it. Okay, because here we are. You know, the COVID bill doesn't even pass all the Democrats. Wow, they don't like the fight for 15, right? So that everybody that voted against the fight for 15, listen up, everybody. We pay them over $15,000 a month, not to mention the pensions that they build up, which they can start after one term, right? And then on top of that, when they retire after spending 40 or 50 years in this so-called public service, they can collect their Social Security as well. So talk about double dipping, because I don't agree with it, because it's taxpayer funded by us. And so you shouldn't be able to get both. You should be able to take the higher of the two, like my mom did when my dad passed away. She took his pension and hers is gone. Okay, that's what they do with it. You know, once you die, all that money that was yours is gone, unless you can leave it to somebody. But I don't know anybody that can leave their pension except for these, you know, elitists at the top. They can pass their money on to their family. I don't know if you guys remember what it was like 40, 50 years ago, because I do. And it's not because I'm that old either. I'm, you know, there's people older than me that just don't seem to remember the things that happened to them early in life. You know, they've just like been moved, shifted away from reality. And there's no, look, you know, I'm so tired of fighting with Democrats that believe, you know, this is, we have to work from the center. Okay. And then, you know, they'll say, well, we're not going to let the leftists take over. Okay, man, just keep moving right then. Cause that's what's happening every single time. That when you compromise at the center at this point, it means you're compromising to the right again. And the biggest problem I have with it all is that people at the bottom get nothing again. $1,400 check. I mean, that's a lunch for a lot of these legislators, $1,400. Already got a caller. And yeah, if you want to be a part of the conversation, 844-967-2789.
Wisco Paul is here.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hi, good afternoon to you, Mike, Pizza Box. First of all, I'd like to say that one thing about you for sure is you walk the talk. I mean, you don't mess around. That's pretty cool. And I've always been thankful for what you did in 2011. I didn't work for the state. I was down there on behalf of a different union, but it was totally cool. And I might add peaceful. Hey, you kind of made a prediction several months ago that just, what do you call him, former president, would not go away, and he hasn't.
No.
And he's still living. And I thought I'd seen everything, riots at the Capitol, and then what was going on there at CPAC yesterday where they actually rolled in.
The Golden Sow.
Yeah. It's just unbelievable.
I know.
You have to go on record here. This can't be called God's official party anymore, correct? I mean, it's just gotten out of hand. And you know, and as far as Joe Manchin, I call him Manchin, he's got to get with the program. The Democrats are going to have one crack at this pizza box, and, you know, they've got to go for it. Otherwise, you know, because the Republicans aren't changing. Look at what happened yesterday, and probably is going on right now today. I'm driving around and Sunday. So anyway, thanks for everything you do about Pizza Box. I appreciate it. And you were right. This guy is not going away. I don't know. Maybe he never will. It kind of scares me. All right. Thanks, Pizza Box. You have a great day, and thanks for taking my call.
We always take your call, Wisco Paul, because you've got some wisdom. But I got bad news for you. The Democrats aren't going to do what we need them to do, okay? But I didn't expect them to. I expected to get some things, you know. It's not Trump, right? Isn't that what the election was about? Or did we actually vote on things like climate change, income inequality, you know, healthcare for all? No, we just wanted to beat Trump is what a lot of people said. And so that's what you're getting. You know, and I'm not going to, you know, go all out after Joe Biden's administration, but, you know, I can see the cracks already, and I can see how uncomfortable somebody is when the media asks them a question and they kind of, you know, squirm around a little bit. That's not a good sign to me, okay? It's because I ain't going to squirm. If I'm squirming around talking, it means I need to use the restroom or something, okay? But I'm not, I just spent enough years lying. I don't have, never really gained anything out of it. Again, the thing about the liar is, you know, once you realize, you know, that you've been lying to yourself, everybody already knew that. You're the last one to know. Everybody knows Trump's a liar, but some people are just okay with it. Why? Because that's the realm they operate in, man. They're like, remember when Michelle Bachmann and her husband were barbarians? It called us people like, you know, people that protest trying to protect the environment or, you know, want equality, want to fight racism, things like that, you know.
I remember that, Michelle Bachmann. I mean, I remember when she and Sarah Palin were considered the Looney Tunes of the Republican Party. But now look what we have.
Yeah.
They look like saints now almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
Did you know that there was a baboon spotted at the zoo acting just like Marjorie Taylor Greene? Like smearing stuff on the wall.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
All right. So I think it was last night, in the middle of the night, the House passed the, $1.8 trillion COVID relief package. Congratulations to the House.
$1.9
trillion. $1.9
trillion.
I think two Democrats voted against it.
Republicrats.
It's on to the Senate now.
Yeah.
Where it will fail. Where it was earlier this week where, the Senate parliamentarian...
Parliamentarian, yeah.
Said that the minimum wage, the $15 minimum wage, cannot go in that bill in the budget reconciliation the way it's going to happen.
And they could override that.
And they can.
But they won't because you've got...
What's your take on that?
Well, you've got Joe Manchin who's not going to let that happen, right? I mean, he won't even allow Neera Tanden, you know, to get an appointment without a fight, right? Which no love lost there. I can't stand the woman for what she did to the Bernie movement and how she attacked progressive ideas and values, you know, and act like these are things that can't happen, you know. And it's like, why didn't anybody say that when this transfer of wealth and rights and everything just got shifted so far to the right? It didn't, you know, I mean, it's just not going to get better, you guys. And it, so, Paul, you know, be prepared, man. I'll be organizing the post-COVID protests when it's safe for us to go out and maybe even stay distanced even after this with masks and get out there again, man. Because I, to be honest with you, I don't think that we're ever going to get $15 minimum wage. And I already know we're not because, you know, people like Scott Walker, when he said that, you know, we believe in a maximum wage. Okay, well, what he's talking about is maxing out at $15 an hour for labor. That's what they're offering at Walmart for auto mechanics, man. That's what they're offering for people assembly and things in factories. That's the kind of money you could have made working there. Well, and when you go back to when I made $4 an hour, I thought that was a lot because I could pay for everything. I mean, and I don't know why people don't understand that it's, you know, Econ 101 just shows you that the purchasing power at the bottom is what really drives your economy. And when it's not there, then, okay, it's great for the people at the top. Their economy's awesome, isn't it? And then they, you know, they run all their rhetorical pollution, all their lines at you. You know, I hate it when the Republicans, you know, here, we got something to help the people. And then what do they say? And they all say the same thing. And then they say it on the TV and you hear it on every, that's a non-starter. No, you people are non-starters. I'm varsity, man. I'm all state, all American material. All right. I made it to some championships, some Final Fours. You guys couldn't, man, you couldn't fight your way out of a wet paper bag. And you say we've got someone online.
We do, but we're about to go to break here.
Oh, okay. So talk. Yeah, let's ride this break out.
Maybe
and then
get Chris on after the break.
Cool, man. Are we ready to go now?
We got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Where was I, man? I mean, I think that's it for the day, folks, right? No more to talk about in February. We'll come back. We'll talk about a lot more of this. We got a couple more slices to talk about. Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
This is Brad from Zero Res Carpet Cleaning. If you like a fresh and clean home, and you like to save money, now's the best time of year to get your carpets clean. January, February, Zero Res is running a winter special. Save money and get the best cleaning in Madison. Give us a call, 608-848-9000.
Milwaukee is a great city with a great history and great architecture. You can take in Milwaukee's history and architecture while you partake in the delicious Wisconsin craft beer at Regatto's Roman Coin on historic Brady Street. The Roman Coin was originally a Pabst Tight House built by Frederick Pabst in 1890 to sell Pabst beer. It was even designed by the same architect who designed the Pabst Theater. Regatto's Roman Coin, Milwaukee's historic, pet-friendly, cash-only, order-in classic corner tavern.
Hi, this is Dom from the Devil's Advocates inviting you to join us on Patreon.com. Patreon allows for our audience to access exclusive programming not available anywhere else and gives you the ability to directly support the greatest radio show ever. History's patrons have supported the works of Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Monet, and now with your support, the Devil's Advocates. So please go to Patreon.com and search the Devil's Advocates to pick your subscription. That's Patreon.com and the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band.
We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Madison, tune in every weekday from 11 to 2 on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM for the Tom Hartman program. Join the show's conversation because our democracy is not a spectator sport. Listen live right here on Devil Radio.
Devil Radio, your fix for progressive news talk from Verona to Sun Prairie. Always streaming at darnwi.com.
Freakazoids, robots, please report to the dance floor. Z-O-I-D-S, Freakazoids. Z-O-I-D-S,
CPAC music. Yeah.
I remember this song.
Do you know what CPAC stands for?
Conservative Political Action Pack or something like that.
Not even close.
Golden Donald Trump trophies.
Crony phony ass Christians. Ooh, is it too soon for that? Huh? Did you know that Jesus was a world-class gymnast?
I can't go there.
He could really nail the landing. Hey, look, he was the first liberal, man. I'm not even going to pretend like that hurts. It's not too soon. It's too late. It's what, 2021. Okay, back to the phones, man, because I'm kind of like wandering off here today.
Let's bring in Chris from Sun Prairie.
Chris, how are you?
Hey, Mike. Congratulations on the show.
Well, thank you, and congratulations on having a good husband. We've been talking a little bit this morning, messaging back and forth.
Yeah, he's a good one. I'll keep him. I've had him for 40 years now. Well, I would argue that Christ was a socialist and a progressive, but then, you know, that aside, I wanted to talk about $15 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really disappointed, but I think it's a lot more complex than people look at it. You know, there's a lot to do with not having the votes because of Manchin and an Arizona senator. But I really think that whether they get it through or not, I don't think they're going to. But even if they do get it through, I think that we need to kind of change the conversation. I think what we need to do while we have Democrats in office is start to push for a living wage. I think that we need to stop tying it to a particular number.
Exactly.
And what we need to do is we need to push for a living wage, and the living wage should be tied to the cost of living in the geographic area. So what we need is a calculation. And the calculation should be the living wage in the geographic area where the employer is located. Because one of the big arguments that we always get from Republicans is that, you know, well, what's good in California is not the same as it is in Iowa. And they're right. Mm-hmm. That's true. So let's create a formula. And with this formula, let's, like, install a living wage now. Okay, we don't want people fighting for 15 for 3 years, and then when they get $15 an hour 3 years later, be told that they'll get $15 an hour in 4 years from now. You know, I mean, that's
a joke.
Ridiculous.
There's other countries that are doing just fine with the minimum wage at like $23. They're paying people in McDonald's and in more than one country. Okay, and again, it's all about it's because people are greedy. And I think that it has to happen now because I know how people are suffering, and I'm living in the realm that you are, that the cost of living, you can't sustain yourself or a family doing it this way. So instead of giving all that money that they gave out in PPP loans and all the tax breaks that they give billionaires, give that to those employers to offset until we can get this to move up to that level. But those people need the money now. It's not a question of, well, it can't do it because this person says this and this person says that. Again, I'll go back to, why didn't you say that when they stole all this money from everybody, when they took away workers' rights, when they decided that unions are a bad thing, when that was the only thing that kept this from happening? You know, to people, was that, you know, there were enough unions out there that even the private sector had to, you know, they had to buck up and offer things because that's what the unions created.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that that's the argument that we need to make. When we're arguing for a living wage and they tell us that we can't afford it, we have to point to the fact that they made none of these arguments when they gave 70% tax breaks
exactly.
to the already wealthy.
We couldn't afford that.
We need to take the money back.
We couldn't afford that. That was like, you know, we basically decided no longer our schools, roads, teachers, you know, laborers, all those people aren't important anymore, right? Because, like, you know, the people at the top, they, you know, they're the job creators. Come on, man. We've heard all their lame phrases for how, why they're such a great party, and they're not, man. They're racist, they're bigoted, they're insane. I mean, look at the people that came to the Capitol. That's their party. How do I know? They're all lining up behind it. Look at it, CPAC. I mean, Ted Cruz goes there and makes a joke about how it's nicer there in Cancun than where they are. I mean, and everybody thinks that's funny. Good God, what an idiot. And his haircut. I didn't see that till later either. These guys are all mullet heads, man.
Well, he should get booed on the stage. But I do. I think that we have to make that argument. And I think that we have to start picking their arguments apart a little bit more. Because one of the arguments that I've seen them make also is they'll say that, we can't give student loan forgiveness directly to people, but we could give that money to employers. Then employers can use that money to incentivize their employees. So we can give all of this money to employers. They did nothing for it. They didn't work for it. And then they can use it as incentives to hire people. That's still giving people money that didn't work for it, instead of giving it directly to people. You know, it really is a crazy argument if you think about it.
The free ride's got to end, Chris. And I appreciate you calling and keep listening. And, boy, that was really good. That was a really good call by Chris. So
she's passionate, and she's informed. What's
Chris,
going
keep
on.
Listening, and if you want to call back in, so Jimmy can get your address, because you just got a Devil Radio T-shirt for that call. Yeah. But I I've known Chris and Jerry, for what I guess it's about 10 years now. almost to the day that we decided, no, we're not gonna just let you, take our state and flush it down the drain. But that's exactly what Robin Voss and the Republicans and Scott Walker set us up for this. I don't know why people cheer for these clowns, And, I usually don't like to make reference to people about the way they look and stuff, but, when you have a governor that, when he's looking at you, can't look you in the eye because one eye's going one direction, the other one's going the other, and he's looking over the top of you. Why would you trust a guy like that, right? You want him to balance a budget and he can't balance his own eyes. Doesn't sound like a real good idea. How's that one for you, Walker?
Whenever I see Walker, I always expect to see the Just for Men died rolling down his cheeks like Rudy.
Well, usually he just puts a picture up of a half-eaten ham sandwich and mac and cheese in a juice box because he's such a brown bagging guy, right? Steaming brown bag. What else can we talk about today? Well, we know that, the COVID relief, not one Republican voted for it. And, that's just, I guess they don't want you guys to eat this week.
I'm sorry, the COVID relief bill that the House passed. Yeah. And two Democrats.
Republicrats. Call them what they are, man. Because once you go against the people, that makes you a Republican. And you're hiding as a Democrat, so you can figure it out, right? Put the two words together and you get Republicrat. I like that one. Okay, so what are we're at the halfway point?
We're at the half point. We got 20 seconds till a heartbreak here, Mike.
Little low on callers today. 844-967-2789 outside the pizza box. Give us a call, man.